That's for you. Store downtown Cape Girardeau. It's Podzilla After Dark here on the Podzilla 1985 Network. Don't lick your lips at me. Don't tease me. Just do that. My name is Shannon Young. I'm going to be your host tonight here on the show. Of course, we've got the fantabulous Jesse Kimble.
I'm sorry, I don't got them Dalton lips.
The DSLs. Hollywood, you call them on his Christmas gift? Was it DSLs?
Yeah, was on there.
Yeah. Lindsay Wolfgang.
Hello.
Grinning like an idiot every 5 seconds so she can show me something she found on her phone.
I found another one.
I hate phones.
It's a 1992 travel guide. Missouri sucks. Please don't come here. We're embarrassed.
What year was that?
1992.
You sure that's not 2020 and it's the USA?
I mean, I'm not saying it's changed.
So fun fact. When I first moved to Colorado from Missouri years ago, people found out that I had moved to Colorado from Missouri, and they kept asking me, like, why did you come here? And I'm just like, hold up.
And Allie Hebert.
This is Colorado.
Hi.
Now she showed me the picture of
the cover of the book.
Yeah, we are
no judgment here,
because it's literally just a farm.
I thought this was going to carry on for a hair longer than hi.
No, I'm a person.
I have one of my biggest pet peeves, especially since we started this show.
Is me.
No, well, no. That's way before this show started. Is our dependence on our phones. Like, no, and I'm not, this isn't a shot at you.
It is.
No, it's not a shot directly at you, because everybody does it. I myself, I don't do it when I'm hosting, just because, I don't know, I'm hosting, so.
And you got the computer there. It's easier to look stuff up that way.
Right, but like, she's not looking anything up for the show. She's just entertaining herself.
Right.
I can't just sit and talk. I need to do something else. It is something that has happened since college. I'm sorry.
I don't ever remember her sitting on her flip phone playing.
No, but I would have something else.
You know,
or I'd be drawing.
She'd have Pokemon on a DS going.
Again, she's being way too defensive, because it's not just her. I have a friend. We'll call her Allie H. No.
Wow.
No. That's way too easy. We'll call her AA Bear. And
AA Bear.
We have a interpersonal relationship where we speak to each other frequently. And I remember the breakdown of this consensual friendship was when she got her new phone, and she went from being very interested in the quips that I would make to just looking at her phone all the time. This I will go look at the security footage and see at what point of me talking about you did you put your phone in your pocket.
I put my phone in my pocket before this show started.
I'm gonna let you in on a secret. You don't even have a phone, bitch.
It's check in your my pockets. Pocket.
Check your pockets.
It's right here.
Oh.
Before that moment, Allie was actually the only one at the table that didn't have her phone out.
My phone is only out because, I don't know, what if someone has to get a hold of me?
For me, it's a habit. Like, if I sit down somewhere, I take my phone out of my pocket and I put it on the table.
I mean, I literally just got off the phone with my boss before we started recording.
I also take my phone out and put it on the table. It's a habit.
Yeah.
Like, I do the same thing. We both take our phones out. We place it there. When I lay down, when I go to my desk, if I'm ever on my computer, I take my phone out, I put it on my desk.
Yep.
I need to have it there just in case I need to get hold of it. But I personally, I hate phones. I really, really do. Like, I truly hate having a phone. I wish I didn't have to have it. I don't like it. I like the convenience of it. I really do. Everyone does. But I feel like it has sucked the attention out of, like, everyone I know.
Yeah.
And I hate that, because I'm pretty sure at one point, and maybe I'm crazy, but we all used to just sit around and talk.
Mm-hmm.
Or am I remembering it wrong?
You're definitely remembering it wrong.
Not us, personally.
No, because so like,
me and my friends, when I was growing up, we used to sit around and talk, and they would drink, but we were still talking.
You You want to know what, whenever books really became a thing, someone said that books were going to be the end of society because people stopped talking to each other.
Like,
I feel like you have that argument about everything. Anything that you can complain about now, you will say that someone at some point about something else made the same argument. And that's probably true.
Yes.
But are you frequently true.
But are you telling me there's no difference between a book and a phone?
The phone you can get a lot more information out of.
I don't have to pay a monthly subscription fee for a book.
And depends what book.
What book are you reading where you have to like...
I hear the encyclopedia textbooks of all knowledge sends you a new book every month for a flat fee.
I think you're thinking about, what was it called? Encyclopedia...
Britannica?
Britannica? Is that what it was? Is that what my parents had?
Oh, I was making a Simpsons reference.
Oh, what did you say? I'm sorry. I blanked out.
That's all right. That was about the encyclopedias, but...
What book you paying DLC for?
I'm not...
But no, the point is, like, so going back to it, like, before we had smartphones, whenever me and my friends would hang out, we were either hanging out and playing video games, or we were hanging out and watching a movie / something on TV. Like, yeah. I mean, we still talk, but, like, my point is, I don't think that we talked any more then than we do now.
I definitely talked to my friends more because we would actually, like, they would come over and we would hang out, like you said. But a lot of times we would just go out to our front yard, sit in chairs, and just talk for like hours. And that definitely happened. But what I can't remember is if I enjoyed it or not. Because there's a very real part of me that's thinking that I was just thinking like, please get this over with so I can go back to my computer and back to my video games.
That's probably more like it.
But the one thing that truly irritates me, more so than this is whatever. I'm not mad Lindsay's on her phone. What I do get upset with is when I watch a movie with people. And they're on their phone through the entire movie.
The second screening the movie.
Lindsay definitely does that.
At home.
Every single movie we watch at home. You do.
But I pay attention to the movie at the same time.
That's fine. Again, this isn't a personal attack on you. Bob does it too. It's an ocular thing. If I'm watching a film, I want everyone to sit there and watch the film too and not talk. Not interact, not get on their phone, just sit there quietly and watch the film.
Well, sometimes I don't have interest in the films you pick, but then surprisingly I enjoy them.
I'm turning into a bitter old man.
Because I did find out second screening is what you call it. Whenever you just have something like on the TV that you're mostly watching.
How is that any different than when you put on TV and music and play a game all at the same time?
Because I'm not watching the movie.
But it's still too much sensory.
But I'm not watching the film. The movie's on.
Which
in the background.
Which is why it has no reason to be on because you've also got music on at the same time.
Oh, I need all of that. When was the last time I did that?
It's been a while, but you used to do it a lot.
How can I do that anymore when I've got you harping in my ear constantly?
I'll admit, like, music and TV at the same time is a little weird.
I'm not going to lie. Whenever I would get home from school, I would put the TV on and then I would go to YouTube on the computer and watch like music videos and stuff like that. I would just have a TV and music going at the same time too.
I like to have as much noise as possible because when I don't have constant noise, I think too much. So
you know, I like thinking.
So, you know, thanks for exposing my personal problems
if you're left alone,
to the world.
Yeah, see, I'm in a similar boat with Shannon. If left alone with my thoughts for too long, the thoughts get real bad real fast.
Yeah.
So if
well,
I
they
could
stay
not
bad.
Be left.
They stay bad. You just can't hear them as well when you've got constant
eight
interaction.
Different things going.
Yeah.
I also have a real bad case of tinnitus. So in like complete silence, it's a nightmare.
Mm. And to be fair, I pay attention to all these things at once sometimes.
That I can't do.
I can listen to music, play a video game, and watch a movie, and I'm recognizing all things at once because my brain does not work the same way as everybody else's. That's why I lead the show. That's why anything that I'm in, I'm always the top dog because I'm weird like that. And I don't know where this is going.
I don't either. I don't know how any of this correlates.
Is it an hour yet?
No.
Fuck.
So anyway. Did we have a
tonight's
have an
episode
idea for
brought to you
about?
By NOS again?
No, it's not.
Said I was going to give it up, but here I am with it because I needed it.
# not actually a sponsor.
It's pretty good though. It's actually really tasty. I don't know if you've ever had a grape NOS. I don't know what the hatred is for grape NOS. I can't finally find it half the places I go.
I just don't think NOS tastes very good.
NOS does not. Grape NOS is amazing. Like, I kind of hate regular NOS, and I'll only drink it because I feel like I need to have some kind of energy. But I legitimately enjoy the taste of grape NOS.
I don't like grape-flavored anything. Like, I like grapes.
Oftentimes it tastes like cough medicine.
But no, that's grape. Cherry for me.
Also, yeah. I like cherry flavored things.
I'm not good with cherry things.
I can't do it anymore.
I tried to feed Lindsay a grape once. She cried.
I don't like grapes. I like grape jelly and jam, but I don't like grapes themselves.
She was actually terrified of the grape.
I'm not terrified of it. I just don't.
Lindsay's terrified of new things.
She's very terrified of new things. And I, to be fair, I tried to force the grape in her mouth. I literally backed into her corner and like was like, "Eat the grape." And I had a knife in my other hand.
You did not have a knife in your other hand.
It's a delicious food.
I'll eat one.
You like grapes.
And I just sit there and enjoy the flavor. Like,
but the question is, prior to this point.
That noise on the microphone. Oh, no, please stop. Sorry.
Why? Why would you do that to our listeners? Lindsay, have you ever had a grape?
Yes.
Okay. Had you had a grape before this moment?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't like that crunch into it. It's weird.
That's the best.
No, it's weird.
Jesse, help. The crunch into a fruit is the best.
No.
Depends on the fruit. It's if I bite into an apple, orange, I don't want the crunch.
Like, yeah, if I bite into a hard, crispy banana, quite possibly my favorite thing in the world.
That snap of biting into the grape flesh.
Yeah. No.
God, you're getting me hungry right now. If I eat a grape and it's not crisp, I hate it. Same thing with apples.
Oh, no, yeah, because like if not, because that's what it's bad. Yeah. Like, is it soft and mushy? And
oh,
like,
no. No, I can't do soft, grape. Mushy apples either. Bob's like soft
Ew.
Apples.
Ew,
soft apples
no.
Are terrible.
Apples have to have a crunch.
So why do you like the crunch on an apple but not a grape?
Because
they're very different.
Is it because you're thinking the grape's like a little thing,
no,
and when you bite into it, that's
no,
its guts
it's
and stuff exploding
it's the
into
texture.
Your mouth?
Those are very apples different
Apples have
textures.
Completely different textures.
I got to be with Lindsay on this one.
No, she's right. She's right. But it's still that satisfying crunch, man.
Grapes are basically.
I mean, that's why I like raw carrots.
It's like stepping on a full engorged tick.
Ew. Oh. That is an awful analogy.
Hey, what do you know? I don't like grapes anymore. About that. Isn't that a neat trick?
That's pretty gross.
A little bit.
A little bit. I had a motherfucker for the week, and I don't remember it. And my brain is very fuzzy. It's going to be a weird show, and I apologize to you. Let me think about what it was. It was video game related.
Hmm.
Oh, it could be Square.
Oh, we talking
yeah,
about that new cat?
I found a picture I took of your turtles trying to fusion dance.
Was it Carbuncle? Carbuncle. They released the new version of?
Yeah, let me show you guys a picture of this real quick. So if you're a Final Fantasy fan, you already know who Carbuncle is.
No one here at this table is.
I know Carbuncle.
Lindsay
it's,
knows Carbuncle.
It's the little fox thingy. Yeah.
And I think Allie might know her too, or know it because it was like the first summon you get in Final Fantasy 15. So this is kind of, this isn't the best Carbuncle. This is from 11, but this is what Carbuncle looks like. Oh. It's this adorable little thing, right? Mm-hmm. Where's another picture of him?
Think
look how
of
cute
like
he is, right?
A Final Fantasy Eevee with a gem on its forehead.
Yeah, Final Fantasy Eevee is a great one. I mean, look there. That just even looks like fucking Vaporeon.
That does.
Espeon.
Yeah, same thing.
Same color.
Now let me show you the picture of Carbuncle from Final Fantasy VII's remake.
Yeah. It's got a big old fucking gem on its head.
It's big fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Is what it is.
Its face is weird.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it's weird. It's like a cat with like a mega brain.
Yeah,
like
it's
like
mega mind.
It's like its head is swollen.
Yeah, this is terrible.
Yeah, it was kind of like if some gamma radiation dripped on a cat's head.
Oh my god, this is like Mega Mind 2. Final Fantasy Edition. It's bad. It's not the one that I thought was going to be the motherfucker of the week, but I had a legitimate one that like actually was like, oh, that's fucked up. Fuck that guy. I can't think of it. I don't know. The news cycle has got me so twisted. I can't even remember what happened this week. I think some prosecutors quit a case because well, you heard about that, right?
Yeah. Because Trump started pardoning a bunch of people.
Well, yeah.
They're talking about pardoning a bunch of people.
So Roger Stone got convicted. They recommended 7 to 9 years. Instead, Trump said that's a miscarriage of justice. And the next day, the Department of Justice was like, actually, we're going to recommend half that time. And the four prosecutors on the case quit. One quit government completely. It's a whole mess. That's a whole mess. But I don't want to talk about that. We can talk about Jesse Smollett. Back in the news again.
Because he actually has been convicted now, right?
No, he was indicted on 6 charges of like lying to cops. So the kind of the same thing he was indicted on before, he's been indicted on again. I don't know. It's a whole mess. Oh, what is this world now?
I don't know.
What is this country?
I got nothing.
Oh, God.
Because honestly, I saw the headline for it. I just saw that he was back in the news. I did not care enough to click on it. So I'm like, I do not care about Jussie Smollett.
You don't care about the story of Jussie Smollett? Famous French actor.
Now I know who you're talking about.
Do you know his sister, though?
No.
His sister's pretty cool.
Who's the sister?
Black Canary.
Oh, shit, really?
Yeah.
Really?
That's his sister.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Man, she was much better than him.
She was terrific in that film.
Yeah. We're going to talk about that tonight. We'll talk about Birds of Prey. Because you didn't do a spoiler version of it, did you?
I did spoiler-free.
Okay. We'll spoil shit tonight.
The nerd ups.
Was there anything? God, before I fell asleep today, I had so many things I wanted to talk about tonight, and I can't think of a single one.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's kind of a bummer. Because I wanted this show to be entertaining.
we did some math and found out our one thousandth. I can't talk.
Well, we have two sets of primary results since our last show.
What Lindsay's trying to say, I'm going to throw this out for her.
Please do it because I can't freaking talk.
Our 1,000th show, we added up, we did the math. Mm-hmm. Our 1,000th show should be the March 5th, I believe, edition, and it's an After Dark.
Oh, shit.
Assuming we
don't skip any episodes. So...
no skipping episodes.
Ooh, could be the craziest After Dark ever. What do we got planned? What do you have planned for Valentine's Day? Did you know it's fucking tomorrow?
I did.
Jesus fucking Christ.
I did.
Yep.
What a bullshit holiday.
You're not wrong.
It's such a bullshit holiday. Because, you know, every year I get worse at it. I used to like buy little gift bags with cute little things on it. I'm the motherfucker of the week. I would buy these cute gifts. And, like, I think the past 2 years I haven't gotten anything, maybe like a candy bar.
I know you guys have gotten the heart-shaped pizza from Marco's the last couple of years.
That was one year.
That was years ago.
That was
unless you tried it again.
No, I think we were one and done.
Because they don't cut it.
They do not cut it.
Yeah, I remember you being upset about that.
Myself and significant other were tearing the heart apart at the store.
Just like, yeah.
After Jussie and I tore each other apart.
If you're going to have that attitude, one of the decent songs on Green Day's new album, Father of All, is Stab You in the Heart.
No, that's actually, I've heard that song. That's about Dracula. I really hate Valentine's Day.
No, that's fair.
I just realized it too.
You just realized it? I really did.
I just realized I hate Valentine's Day. Like, and I'm dating somebody, and I hate Valentine's Day. Usually, that's reserved for people that aren't dating people, like Mimi. Whenever she was not dating someone, it was the worst holiday ever. And when she was dating someone, it was the best day ever. And look how cute everything is. You people.
Very much the, yeah, I'm in love, or boo, I'm going to go watch horror movies.
Yeah, I'm in love, or like, I love is stupid anyway. You all suck. Everyone listening to this show sucks.
Why? Why would you say that about our listeners?
I don't know.
He's so bitter right now.
I'm going out of my mind with rage.
I don't know why.
Valentine's Day.
I don't know why you're so angry about Valentine's Day.
Because I feel bad for all the people that don't have like anyone that loves them.
Damn.
God, that sounds way harsher than I mean it to. But
if you don't have a Valentine, there are still people that love you.
But there are some people who legitimately like don't have anyone that really loves them.
I mean,
Why are you being this way?
No, I really feel bad for them. I'm being legit. Like, my heart aches for the people that don't have someone to, like, curl up to and tell them that they love them. Like, I legitimately feel bad about it. As I get older, I get so much more empathetic toward everyone's, like, sorrow. And, like, a day like Valentine's Day really just drives me crazy because I wish I could love everybody so everybody felt better. But it's a real weird feeling for me because I also hate everybody.
Which is why you like Poppy so much.
I do like Poppy. We'll be seeing her in concert on Saturday.
There you go.
At
Delmer Hall.
If also, anyone is going to the Poppy concert.
I am
going
to force you to go to Coheed with me and Cody.
You don't have to force me. I want to go. Because
I'm buying my tickets for it tomorrow.
How much are they?
Not expensive. Like $25.
No, that's not bad.
That's how much the Poppy tickets were.
So, yeah. No, I'm buying my tickets for it tomorrow.
Do you want to just... I'll message you. We'll all get tickets together because I'm assuming they're seated, right?
No.
What?
It's standing room.
Okay.
What arena? What?
It's the pageant, I'm pretty
sure. The pageant, yeah. So, yeah, it's general. Everything's general.
General admission, standing.
The same thing with Delmer Hall.
Okay. Yeah, I would like to go to it because this will be, if I go to two concerts this year, that is twice as many as I've ever gone to in my life.
Oh, you know, that's fair. And this is a good one. Coheed is so good in concert. They're so incredibly good.
Hopefully they'll be as good as Poppy.
And they're doing Never Ender.
Isn't that their cruise?
Do what? Well, yeah, I mean, there's that too, but.
I miss the original bassist, though. Kind of.
I don't remember his name.
I don't remember his name either, but I just remember that. I miss that foursome. You know, now they have a new bassist because that guy.
It's Travis? Is that the new bassist?
I thought Travis was the.
Travis the drummer?
No. Travis, I thought, was the guitar. Was second guitar.
Cody right now is really upset with me, and I feel bad.
Because it's Claudio is singer and main guitar. Travis is second guitar. Josh, I think, is...
Josh is the drummer.
Drummer. And then...
Zach Cooper.
Was that the guy's name? Well, that's who it is now.
That is who it is now, because I just got the Wikipedia article like loaded as you were talking through.
Gotcha.
That.
Yeah, I don't remember who the original bassist was, but like... He ended up robbing a like Walgreens.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and got kicked out of the band. What a fucking weird way to go out.
All Time Low is putting out new music. Why are you staring at me like that?
I'm waiting for details.
I'm
not trying to be as antagonistic as I look tonight, I swear.
They put out a music video I wanna say like a week or so ago, and hold on.
Well, she's looking that up.
Meanwhile, Lindsay listened to the new Green Day album.
I did.
Says she was not impressed.
There were maybe two songs. Like, they weren't bad, but they didn't, like, grab me like some of the other past albums have.
I have to listen
to it.
Isn't the album called Motherfucker or something?
It's Father of All.
Wow, I was way off on that. Where did I get Motherfucker
from?
It's
Father of All, but if you look at the actual, like, cover, there's a unicorn throwing up blocking fuckers. Because you see Father of All, and then clearly it says fuckers underneath it, but there's a unicorn blocking the F-U-C.
So Father of All fuckers is what it's supposed to be.
Yeah. I liked the I'm a Teenage Teenager was a good song. I liked it. Stab You in the Heart was okay. Father of All wasn't bad, but most of the other ones, they just kind of all blended together. I need to listen to it a little bit more.
I need to listen to it because right now my album of the year is already, it's clearly Poppy. I disagree. Legitimately, that's my favorite album so far. But I am a big Green Day fan, so we'll see what happens.
Since you upgraded me to premium and I can actually listen to the full album without it throwing other random songs in between it.
So we're going to get to your fact, but I just want to mention that I had Spotify Premium. It was tied to my Facebook account. I canceled my Facebook. I deactivated it. And if I ever log into Spotify, it automatically reactivates my Facebook account because they're tied together. So I created a new Facebook, Spotify account. And the new Spotify account, it was free, but I didn't have any restrictions. I was skipping all the songs I wanted. There were no ads. And this went on for like 4 or 5 days. And I'm like, what the fuck? Okay, well, then I guess I'll just never pay for it. Yesterday was the first day that I got a fucking nationwide ad in between songs. I was like, well, time to upgrade. So
got those few days of nice freeness.
Hit up the family plan. So now we have...
Because the family plan is honestly an incredible deal.
It's insane. Yeah. Up to six people for $15 a month?
Yeah. $5 more than just the
solo. And I have already appreciated it on truck day today.
So now, Allie and I can help split the cost. So now we're both paying, because we were both paying $10 a month for it. So now we're both paying for cheaper.
Whenever I was in school, I was able to get it for like $5, I think.
Yeah, because of the student plan. Yeah, but and we get 3 months free because we signed up.
That's cool.
Yeah. So anyway, Jesse, what do you got?
I was going to say I found the original bassist was John Carlio.
That's not the guy I'm thinking of.
Michael Todd is the guy you're thinking of.
Yeah. Yeah.
He took over afterward. Yeah.
And then
he has cancer now.
Oh, God damn it.
I know, right?
That sucks.
Yeah.
I hate to hear news like that.
Right? By the way.
Here we go. You had something.
Yeah, the All Time Low song is Some Kind of Disaster, and they are a band that has their original bandmates. It's all the same people.
Is that a shot at Coheed?
No, I think that's just a cool fact, because so many bands like lose someone or change someone, and they haven't.
Yeah, because there's a lot of times where like most of the band members just kind of get changed around. Like, the lead singer usually sticks around, and other people come and go.
Yeah, like Evanescence. I haven't liked Evanescence since the original lineup with Ben Moody, but apparently they have new music coming out this year too.
Yeah,
which
they're supposed to be going on tour this year too.
Man, I haven't been excited for Evanescence since like the Punisher soundtrack when she was on the song with Seether.
Oh, yeah.
What was that song? Because it was in like 8 parts of that movie.
Yeah, no, it was a good song, though.
Oh, Allie, help me out.
I don't know.
Because I'm something.
Broken.
Yeah, there it is. Because I'm
that
broken.
Actually, like, you giving me that, like, before I even finished typing, I was like, Seether 8. Oh, nope.
Yeah, because there were parts of that movie where, like, I remember one specifically, Rebecca Romijn, she, like, opens the door, or you go into her apartment, and she's, like, getting ready, and it's just playing on a radio in the background. Like, they were really, God, the Marvel movies of that era were so bad, but so good for music. Like, it was
Oh, yeah, that's really true.
That was my era of music right there. Breaking Benjamin and Finger 11 and Nickelback, Chevelle. Like, they had all the hits.
It did.
And The Punisher was a good movie.
Yeah, no, I actually really liked that Punisher movie quite a bit. And I liked the Daredevil movie a lot.
The director's cut. Well, I liked both, but...
Yeah, no, like, I mean, that one gets a lot of crap deserved, but I still really enjoyed those movies.
I did too. I do too. The Daredevil show is a lot better. Well,
no, the Daredevil show is a lot better.
It is, but I have such a short attention span. A 2-hour movie goes a long way for me as opposed to a full season. I still haven't watched Sabrina season 2, and season 3's out.
I finally watched season 2 because season 3 was coming out.
I heard 2 wasn't great, and that's why I've kind of skipped it.
It starts out kind of rough, but it sticks the landing. It's fine. And season 3 is pretty good too.
I heard Lock and Key's out now, and everyone tells me I need to watch it.
It is. I've seen it up on my Netflix.
I've also heard really good reviews out of it, so, but I haven't watched it either.
Important news real quick. One thing I did want to mention, there's a teaser out for Batman, The Batman, where they show off his suit.
The Batman.
You can go check that out. It looked like Daredevil. I don't really like the suit, I'm going to be honest. It looked very, what's the word I'm trying to think of, Lindsay, where it's like...
Segmented?
Segmented, geometric, I'm not Lindsay, but... kind of.
Yeah. It's more armory.
Yeah, I hate that.
I like how they did the bat symbol.
Bat symbol was pretty cool. And it looked fine. I wanted to see it in motion.
I mean, if they're going more for maybe like what's the version of Batman where he's like older and basically his suit has become like mech armor?
Kingdom Come.
Is Beyond? That one?
Are you thinking of Batman? Like, I would imagine you're thinking of Beyond, but.
But did he suit up as Batman in that?
He had the suit.
Or is she talking about Kingdom Come?
Kingdom Come, where like he's basically
his body's so broken down that
he needs the suit to be able to like.
Either way, it's old Batman.
It's also in Dark Knight Returns.
Yeah, it's old Batman. Is what it is. It's just old Batman. Either way, I just think the biggest mistake was them picking red for the
to wash it
straight
in.
Up Daredevil. Yeah. Like, really there's no way I wasn't thinking. Yeah,
it looked a lot like a Daredevil teaser for like the Netflix series.
To be fair, people argue that he should be called Daredevil.
Right, and Daredevil should be Batman. Because one of them uses sonar. Echo technology or whatever. Echo
location.
Location, there you go. Thank you. I'm so tired. Fuck me. What else? Anything else before we get to Black Mask? Well, I guess that wasn't the name of the movie.
No, it was not. Could have been.
Harlequin Bop.
Harlequin and the Birds of Prey. Is that what they changed it to officially?
No,
it's Birds of Prey, The Emancipation.
Well, no, they changed
whatever.
It.
They just changed it for the listings because they think people are having trouble finding it to get tickets, and that's why they think it
didn't do as well. Yeah.
Because people are dumb?
Yeah, that's why it didn't do as well.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with it. It's women.
Well, easy there of... God damn it. I can't even think of her name right now. Charlie's Angels.
Oh, Elizabeth Banks?
Yeah.
You're telling me easy there, but you even looked at me after it was like...
I'm mocking the people that mocked her. I actually agreed with her, and I got shit for it, because I also think that a female-led action movie is going to do poor. But then everyone goes, what about Captain Marvel? Okay.
Well, see, I think...
Let's see how Black Widow does.
Because I think it's about 60%... Yeah. Female-led being the issue, and 40% in both of those situations, marketing.
I liked Ace's rant of him being the internet.
Oh my God, that was terrible. But no, for real, like, so, going, like, the same thing could be said about Birds of Prey and about the Charlie's Angels movie. Because I remember, like, when we were talking about the Charlie's Angels movie, they were talking about how the movie did so poorly because, you know, like, people don't want to see female-led, and I was like,
Or people just have no interest in Charlie's Angels anymore.
I mean, honestly, I
was... Back the fuck up.
I was interested in the movie.
Yeah,
my problem
I like
was
Charlie's Angels.
I didn't know it existed until I heard Elizabeth Banks complaining about it.
I knew it existed. I just didn't know... When it came out on Blu-ray was when I found out it was in theaters. It's one of those movies where it's like, hey, that movie's out. Oh, that already go to theaters? I must have missed that one.
Because I hadn't seen a trailer. I hadn't seen a poster.
I've seen tons of trailers for Harley Quinn.
And with Birds of Prey, they had like all the pups were out. Like they had a lot of marketing stuff out for this movie.
I mean, they had quite a bit, but they didn't have like that was with Birds of Prey. I remember Shannon made the joke, and I was talking about this on Nerd Up. That he was like, yeah, Jesse's going to see Birds of Prey before he sees Joker. By the way, you were correct. Still haven't seen Joker.
God damn it.
But I remember when you said that, I was like, no way. That movie is months away. And then I looked it up. I was like, oh, no, it's in 3 weeks. No, he's probably right. So
I think a big problem is it had that Suicide Squad stink on it.
That is one that I...
Yeah, I think the problem is like probably maybe 60% the female led cast thing, and then like 30% that Suicide Squad stink.
Although to be fair, are we not in the minority when it comes to Suicide Squad? Because I think I think audience reaction to it was a lot higher than ours. Let me look it up on Metacritic and Rotten Tomatoes.
People love Squalor.
No, I mean, I know, like, the critic reviews were abysmal for Suicide Squad.
The critic reviews.
The user reviews were higher, but they still weren't great. Like, I wouldn't say we're in the minority. I think it's a controversial film.
So here's just how different it is. A Rotten Tomatoes, Suicide Squad, 27% critics, 60% audience, which isn't great.
Yeah, 60% is still not good.
But it's just that disconnect between...
A critical review versus
just the average person going and seeing a film. Metacritic has it at slow internet connection.
Network connectivity issues. What a weird review.
My favorite one is when it does the... I posted a picture of it on Facebook because it was one of my memories. It says, the server recognized your request but refuses to fulfill it. And I'm like, God damn!
The server just said, nah, dog.
That's harsh. Suicide Squad on Metacritic is 40 for Metascore and 6 for user. So yeah, it's not as much as I thought it was going to be. Although USA Today gave it like a A. What's wrong with y'all? They're the only one that rated it above a 65.
Damn.
They gave it almost a 90.
Wow.
What movie were they watching?
Right? No, like that one, it was just the writing made no sense. Like,
and the characters were bad. The dialogue was bad, which is the writing. Everyone that wasn't Will Smith or Jai Courtney or Margot Robbie was bad. They weren't even that. They're not bad actors. They just had bad
just
parts.
Yeah,
the writing was terrible for it. Like, the writing was awful in that movie.
You could never tell me a movie that has Killer Croc in it, played by Adewale, whatever, because I cannot pronounce the rest of it, and I would hate him, but I did.
I thought it was great until he took the hoodie off.
Oh, you Goomba-looking motherfucker.
I was like, oh, no. This is terrible. Did that win an award for costume design?
Yeah, it's bad. It's real gross. It's real bad.
I think it's trying to kill itself.
I wish it had.
So, but no, like, what I was talking about with the marketing, like, one of the big things DC does, like, they put up advertisements in their books for all of, like, the anything DC-related coming up new. They'll have, like, full-page splash ads of, like, anything coming out. And there's none of that for Birds of Prey. Like, in none of my DC books have I seen a full-page splash for Birds of Prey. Like, I've got full-page splashes for Wonder Woman 84.
Which is real depressing, because I would rank Birds of Prey, in terms of DC films, is probably my third favorite DC film.
I saw something that said it was a meme. I don't remember who the picture was of, but it was three people, and it was just like Shazam, Birds of Prey, and Wonder Woman being the best DC movies.
See, Wonder Woman is my middle ground, because like I really liked Wonder Woman, but I really hated the villain. I thought the villain was weak. You what?
I fell asleep.
See, it was a good movie, though. It was a fun movie, too.
Yeah.
It was the first great
DC movie. I need
to
rewatch it, because I wasn't comfortable when we were watching the movie, so I spent most of my time moving around trying to get comfy.
I still haven't seen Aquaman. That's the only DC movie I haven't seen.
Yeah, I haven't seen that.
I also haven't seen Aquaman.
That's shocking to me. You're such a comic book guy.
Yeah, I just, like, these DC movies... I know, but these DC movies just don't excite me.
See, I'm the opposite. Like, Marvel, legitimately, and I know I'm going to get hate for this, and I'm wrong. Of course I'm wrong. But I actually prefer the DC movies to the Marvel movies, because the DC movies, they feel different. I've told Allie this. All the Marvel movies just start to feel so similar to me. And maybe it's because the worlds are so connected, and that's a good thing that their worlds are connected and they all share the universe. But like watching DC films, they all feel different.
There's,
like they have a different tone.
They all feel dark and gritty.
Not all of them. Shazam.
There was another
Shazam
review.
Was the first one that didn't.
I like Shazam.
There
a
was
lot.
Another review.
Shazam's my second favorite.
Birds of Prey. That was like the most unrealistic thing was the fact that there was sunlight in Gotham. But
damn,
it,
that's accurate.
I get what you're saying because I think after like Guardians came out and people responded to that kind of like jokiness, and then Thor Ragnarok.
I
even
love
kind
Ragnarok.
Of like even
like,
put
wait
more
we can give
of
comic
that.
Books movies a sense of humor
yeah
get
but
more
it's
of
the
it into
same
it and
humor.
Then from there it was pretty much the exact same
yeah it's like a Pixar film to yeah. me like they're different films but they all just like it, that's a Pixar film
they follow the same
they have the
guideline.
Formula
yeah.
yeah but I'm still gonna cry at every one of them
so am I and I'll still enjoy every Marvel movie but I don't know man maybe it's just the freshness of it and it's different but I actually enjoy the DC films a little bit more. Maybe I'm just burned down on Marvel. Because I maintain that, like, Justice League, I absolutely love Justice League. I really like that movie. The only thing bad about it was, again, the enemy was weak. Like, yeah. It wasn't weak, but it just... The bad guy was weak to begin with, and then Superman showed up, and it was like, roll credits. Because yeah. Superman crushes everything. Because he's Superman.
Justice League was a dumb movie. Like,
we can agree to disagree.
Nah, like, because it was what you talk about, like, Wonder Woman being the first great DC movie. Wonder Woman was the first DC movie that hit that I didn't hate.
See, like, I've never hated... The only DC movie I hated was Suicide Squad.
I hated Superman
and
Returns.
I hated with a passion.
I hated
Wait,
Batman
you hated
Superman.
What?
Or Superman.
Man
what,
of Steel?
Man of Steel, that was
I've still never seen it.
I don't
it.
Think I've seen that
I've
one.
Still never seen it.
I have fallen asleep during that movie three times.
Yeah.
My first three times trying to watch it. I finally watched it all the way through, and I understood why I fell asleep, because it is so boring.
Yeah, I had no interest in Man of Steel, I'm going to be completely honest. It's
a terrible movie.
But I did like Superman in Batman v Superman, and then I really liked him in Justice League.
Superman in Justice League was the only part of Justice League I actually liked.
Oh, there was other parts I liked. I liked J.K. Simmons as Commissioner Gordon.
Yeah, for all 35 seconds that he got swole for.
Flash was fun. Ezra Miller was pretty good as Flash.
He was all right.
Aquaman was a lot of fun.
Jason Momoa's Aquaman was
that's
a huge
sweet
quality of that
on the
film,
lasso
too.
Of truth.
Yeah, that was,
that was pretty great.
Ben Affleck as Batman, once again, really good. I loved
Except I hate, like, I love Ben Affleck as Batman in Batman v Superman. In Justice League, I didn't like him at all.
How come?
Like,
and I'm not trying to put you on the spot. I'm just curious.
No, like, okay, so he played, like, it almost seemed like he was a different character in that versus what he was in Batman v Superman.
I would agree with
that. He was
sitting
there trying to assemble this Justice League, which is very against, like, and I'm one of those kind of people that I'm all right with a departure of character in, you know, a different medium. That's fine. And this was a major departure of character for Batman. He was assembling a Justice League, which just, no. But then, like, my real problem was, like, he was a bitch through the whole movie.
Well, I think the reason for that is that Batman is a bitch.
I mean, compared to everyone
yeah.
else that is on that team,
yeah.
he's like, what's your superpower? I'm rich.
Yeah, this was the most...
That is his superpower.
This was the like, most yeah. accurate portrayal of Batman that I've ever seen. Here is a guy...
Also, isn't it old an older Batman?
Yeah,
he's
older. Not,
like, he's been Batmaning for about 10 years, 10, 20 years.
20 years, I think. But this is the Batman that, like...
It still puts him in his late 30s.
I'm 24 and have been having back and hip pains all day.
Actually, I think,
but he's in incredible shape.
I think the Batman of this movie was, like, in his mid-40s to early, like, late 40s. I think it was the timeline for him in this one.
Either way, like, he is in incredible shape,
but
and
still,
he's rich. You
yeah,
know, rich don't crack.
But
did you see Shakira and J-Lo in that halftime show?
Oh, shameful. Shameful.
Jesus Christ.
All right, Moran.
In a world where there are like super villains, this was an accurate Batman. He tried his best. He fought his ass off. He
and
did
he had
everything
his ass
he could.
Beat.
Because like, he would get his ass beat.
Not by
world.
Like the minions.
Even they had wings.
No, like that bothered me. Like he was just a like everything about him was a bitch.
See, I was so I actually legitimately liked it because. I hate when they give Batman the mega power. He's got the button that whatever situation arises, he just hits the button and automatically. It's no different than him pulling out shark repellent in a can and spraying it, other than it's a lot cooler what he does now. But it's the same thing. He has a contingency for everything, including shark repellent. But
no, like, again, no, that's
he had his
goofy.
Mech. He had his mech spider thing he fought with. That was pretty cool. The problem was that Superman also exists. And in a world where Superman exists, Batman will always be kind of a bitch. He's just cooler.
But he wasn't a bitch in Batman v Superman.
That's because Superman didn't know any better at that time. My favorite things in a comic book movie ever, I truly mean it, when they resurrect Superman, and I like the story of Batman being so upset that he caused Superman's death, and he recognizes that Superman is the symbol that the world needs, not him. That's a good story. When he brings him back, and Superman's like, oh, right, you did this. And he just fucks up the entire Justice League. That's so cool.
Do you bleed?
Yes. And that moment when Flash runs at him and he just looks at him.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's, like I said, like, Superman was the best part of Justice League. But, like, I mean, we talked about it on that massive show when we did Justice League. Yeah. They tried to MCU, like, give an MCU intro movie for each of those fucking characters in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't give
when
them their own time to shine.
They went ahead and built them up.
Yeah, because right. Well, they were trying to rush it. They were like, well, they got the Avengers. We got to get the Justice League out.
So, yeah, instead they're – and, like, it would be one thing if they gave us, like, Justice League where they gave us these characters and no origin. They're just like, these are characters that exist, and then they give us origin stories
that
you know, beyond that.
Too.
That would have worked way better than giving us fucking origin stories in movie that they had to rush through, and it was just bad. Like, the pacing in the movie was bad. The action sequences that didn't have Superman were bad.
I disagree.
But anyway,
I disagree.
Shazam was a really fun movie. Suicide Squad was awful. Wonder Woman was entertaining.
I like that the only thing we can all agree on for sure is that Suicide Squad was awful. Like, no matter where you fall at on DC, Marvel, whatever, Jubilee, anything.
I'm pretty sure most Suicide people Squad agree that Shazam was a really good movie.
Shazam was really fun. Like,
Shazam
I really
was
enjoyed
fun.
Shazam.
Yeah.
Though I do think that Birds of Prey is my favorite DCEU movie.
Let's jump into it. Let's jump into it. From this point on, we're going to be talking about Suicide Squad.
No.
Talk about Birds of Prey.
There you go.
And heavy spoilers to follow. So if you haven't seen Birds of Prey yet, and there's not, honestly, there are spoilers in the sense of what happens. There's no, like, super dramatic reveals or anything. There isn't, like, you know, anything like that. But this is going to be spoiler heavy. So if you haven't watched it yet, go watch it. Come back later. Or if you don't care, welcome. This is your spoiler alert. You got 5 seconds.
2-1.
Okay. I was counting in my head.
I was too. I just went faster.
I really liked Birds of Prey, but the more I thought about it, there were certain things. Like, I also thought the pacing in that movie sometimes felt a little off. The traveling back and forth.
Four,
was
rough.
I loved that.
I was
a big fan of that.
My coworker, Andrew. I think there's two reasons they decided to do it. Because one, they kind of did it in Suicide Squad at the beginning, like
Jesse said, they rushed origin stories in 20 minutes for all the characters.
But I think they're also, the way they did it, they were trying, because Harley's the narrator, they were trying to portray her, like, thought pattern and her, the way she would tell a story. And it would kind of be disjointed and jumping all over the place, I think.
Plus, they didn't, like, fucking create characters in, like, inside those little spans, and it was fewer characters than Justice League did.
They try to create characters.
We got the entire, like, origin slash creation of Cyborg in Justice League.
Well, I think part of that is because the characters in Birds of Prey aren't superheroes.
Canary definitely is.
Yeah, but they didn't portray her as a superhero.
She had the cry.
Well, she did, but what I mean is, like, she's not going to have her own movie. She's not some.
She should.
She's not some super powered, like, cyborg.
She doesn't have
any tragic backstory that, like, but I mean, like, there's no narrative to push. She is just this character who's thrust into this situation, and she picks up from there. You don't have to go back before that moment and explore anything. And same thing with Renee Montoya. Same thing. The only one that you could do that with is Huntress, because she legitimately did have.
And they went
backstory.
In. They gave us exactly the amount they needed to for that for us
they
to
did
know.
A quick little
yeah,
fast
I didn't need anything more than
right.
that.
And also, like, the important thing about it is, like, her backstory tied directly into the central plot of the film.
Right.
Yeah.
Versus
yeah.
like, we did not need to know that Cyborg had daddy issues and was a star football player.
Why are you still going back to Justice League? We're talking about Birds of Prey now.
You made the comparison first.
All I said was that they had a similar thing where they introduced characters in the same movie. And I just said that the difference to me is that instead of having these characters that have their own stories to tell that needed to be told before the movie, that the stories in Birds of Prey all directly tie in to that movie and therefore is a part of it and it feels better. The circulation is better.
Yeah.
There was no character in Birds of Prey that I went, oh, I wish I had more time to explore what happened to them.
Yeah,
the only one is Harley, and you had Suicide Squad for that.
Mm-hmm.
And they even gave us like the, I love that they went full animated series with her origin in Birds of Prey.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how they I did like.
They made the Joker normal.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And did you see, even they even had clips from Suicide Squad in it where they showed Joker, but they only showed him from the back. They never showed his face.
Yeah.
Because they were trying to get as far away from that methed out Hot Topic Joker as possible.
I call him Missouri Joker.
Missouri Joker.
Missouri Joker.
Chaffy Joker.
You're not wrong.
Especially now that Joaquin Phoenix has now taken the role and you can't really do Joker in comparison. It's like when Heath Ledger did it and everybody was like, oh, we're going to need a couple years before we can get another Joker. Mm-hmm. And then Jared Leto was like, hold my beer. Hold my
meth.
Hold my needle. Yeah.
I got this.
Yeah.
You know, I did not like that Joker at all. But regardless, no, I do like that. You know, even like the picture of the Joker that she had painted, she was throwing knives and shit at.
Yeah.
It was
classic.
It was straight up animated series Joker.
Yeah,
I loved it.
It was classic Joker. It was a lot of fun. There was one time where they name dropped Batman. There was about 70 times where they name dropped Joker because he was central to the story even without ever showing him.
It was the emancipation of Harley Quinn. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty much the same thing that the animated series is based on now. Just, I don't know. I've heard the anime series is good, but I barely watched it.
I want to give it a chance, I don't know.
It's too over the top for me.
I watched the first episode, and it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be, but it's not good enough for me to get my own subscription.
It's too over the top.
Everything I saw from like their trailer clips, I'm like, you're just, no.
I call it the try. DC has like, their biggest problem with DC is they try too hard.
They want to make Harley Quinn Deadpool.
They want to make everything cooler than it really is. Like, as much as I love Justice League, it was, to me, that and Shazam were the least try-hard movies that they made, where they don't really, like, shove it down your throat about how cool or edgy everybody is. They just kind of let them be. But, like,
they didn't have time in Justice League.
But Suicide Squad was awful about that. They tried so hard to make everyone cool and, like, look how different and quirky we are. And it failed miserably.
Then they did a bunch of reshots to make Harley Quinn even zanier than... Yeah.
They actually... I didn't know this. They digitally changed her shorts for the trailers of Suicide Squad. I noticed someone posted a comparison online. Her shorts are so much shorter in the movie. Like, almost up her ass. And in all of the trailers, they actually extended them to cover more of her butt. And when they told Margot Robbie about that, she just laughed. And she's like, the shorts were really short.
And they were less short in the movie, which, did you hear that was one of the complaints that a lot of people, that certain portions of the internet had with Birds of Prey?
Were they?
They didn't sex the women up enough.
Were they white males?
Mm-hmm.
Primarily, yes. Yeah, no, they're...
It's almost like when you have a woman director and screenplay writer, they don't feel the need to put them in.
Which is absolutely crazy, because you know who was super sexy? Everyone in that movie.
Yes!
No shit.
Yeah.
From top to bottom.
Like, seriously.
Their costume designs, I absolutely love.
Yeah.
I think Black Canary, Huntress was clearly my favorite, because I just love Mary Elizabeth Winstead.
Who doesn't? Uh-huh.
She's just fantastic.
Yes.
And she was great in that role.
I just
but
love
like,
her awkwardness.
So good.
On a pure eye candy level, if you want to talk about eye candy with the boys out there, Black Canary was like...
She was smoking.
Her outfit, her look, like she was...
She was just pulled together all the time.
She was
Everything about Black Canary I enjoyed. She was great.
Even Rosie Perez as Renee Montoya was sexing it up. Even especially Ewan McGregor as Black Mask. Just that little bit of eyeliner went a long
way. That little touch.
Yeah.
He has some guy liner going.
I haven't even got to him yet. We'll get to him.
Because he deserves a significant portion
of
the show.
Yeah. My least favorite part of the movie was just Harlequin. She was a little obnoxious, but she's supposed to be. I keep telling myself that's the character. She's over the top.
Yeah.
She was way better in this than she was in Suicide Squad.
Completely. Because, again, I said this because I knew you were going to say it, and everyone agreed with me that they would agree with you.
And that I don't know what that sentence means.
And that is that Harlequin works so much better on a street level human being enemy than against an extinction level threat.
Whenever I first found the article talking about how they changed the name for like buying tickets, one of the comments on there was like, no one is going to see this movie because it's a weak villain. I was like, do you really want...
Well, that's what they did with Suicide Squad.
And
Suicide Squad, that villain was laughable. It was laughably
Also, this villain isn't a weak villain.
No, he's kind of like the Joker and Two-Face put together.
I was about to say, clearly they know nothing about like Black Mask, the character.
Well, plus, none of Batman's villains are like superhuman. And I mean, maybe there's like one or two.
Yeah, you mean you got like Bane? You could call superpowered because he does
have freeze because he can freeze people.
But still, it's still tech.
Like, yeah, you've got some people with like some crazy power ish kind of stuff going on. But for the most part, like they're mostly normal guys.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's to
like,
me.
They've got quirks, but
that's the problem when you start mixing the universes together, because in like their own bubble, Batman's villains against Batman are perfect and make sense. But you take Batman's
villains.
We make
the joke all the time about like, yes, Superman shows up in Gotham.
Like,
he has that shit clean up in a week.
Asa said that Superman would just get depressed.
I kind of see that.
But Superman is such a Boy Scout. Yeah, he would have the whole city looking great.
It'd be looking like Metropolis in a week. There's a reason Metropolis is always sunny.
Right.
Yeah.
There's the Suicide Squad show that when you take people that are normal and put them up against a super villain with superpowers, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, we were talking about that on Nerd Up. Like, Suicide Squad. The Suicide Squad was created by the government, like, in terms of in the comic books. Suicide Squad was created by the government so that they could send in operatives to do shit that the U.S. government technically couldn't do, so that if they died, whatever.
They're villains. Who cares?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And if they get caught, they're villains. So, yeah, sure, they're fucking with shit. So it's not a national incident.
Yeah.
So you have, like, that's what they were for.
They're like the Mission Impossible team, but
plausible
bad guys.
Deniability.
Yeah.
And if they died, like, the villains knew, like, they were taking time off of, you know, multiple lifetime sentences. So regardless, like, yeah,
their lives
it.
Were useless to begin with.
Yeah. So that's the idea. They're not meant to go off, like, Suicide Squad, they fought a Justice League level threat. That's not what the Suicide Squad is for.
Right.
Yeah.
Because Batman was around, right?
Right, yeah.
Like, I know Superman was dead because they made a point of it, but, like, Batman was still there, and Wonder Woman, and where were they at? Well, okay, to be fair, though, I had the same problem with Harlequin. Where was Batman?
Yeah.
Fucking Harlequin blows
up Ace
Chemicals.
She's blown up the chemical plant.
Batman never shows up for any of it.
Batman's all fucking around with the Justice League or
something. I wish
shit.
They had just had a line in it of like, well, you know, Batman's
out of town
with old soups again. Something to just like, you know, just something.
Well, I mean, in fairness, like Batman may have showed up. Like it's one of those things where it's like, yeah, Harley did it. What are you going to do? Track down Harley, I guess. Didn't take the world's greatest detective. Montoya showed up, found the necklace, and like, here we go.
Yeah. It says a J. There can only be one person, Harley Quinn.
Well, it's because it was that big, chunky, ugly thing.
Maybe you can solve a question I had about the movie.
Maybe.
That I don't know if I missed something or what. There's a part when you're introduced to the Huntress, and she walks into the old Chinese restaurant, and she talks to the guy, and she says, they say you know everybody. I'm looking for someone. Who is she looking for?
Harley Quinn and Cassandra Cain, probably.
No, because she didn't give a shit about either of them. She was looking for.
I thought she wanted the diamond.
If she wanted the diamond.
No,
to...
no she wanted. She no. wanted Zaz.
She was after Zaz.
Yeah, the whole time she
was just after. True, she was the after end, the people that killed her family.
Right.
Because at the end, she was like, "I'm done here. I killed him." She didn't look at them and be like, "Can I have my diamond, please?"
Yeah, no. She.
Oh,
yeah.
Sure, yeah. So and I mean, so it may have just been coincidence. She was asking for Zaz, and we were meant to believe that she was after.
But. That's the thing that gets me, because then they show a flashback to in the club when Black Mask makes the woman undress. They show Huntress there watching it. So she knew where he was. Who the fuck was she looking for? I think that was just a plot hole they put in as like a red herring. But like, I don't know. And I was wondering if I missed something, because I think it was.
Or maybe she was looking for the girl because she knew Zaz was tracking her down.
Possibly.
Because that, she couldn't.
There were a lot of people in the club at that point.
Maybe she overheard them talking about the diamond and Zaz was going to go look for her.
Because I think she actually did know that Zaz was with Canary looking for the diamond.
That's a little bit of us stretching it, but I'll accept that answer. That's the most plausible answer I think I could think of. All right, let's talk about Ewan McGregor.
Yay.
Let's talk about Zaz first.
Zaz is great.
I thought he was pretty cool. Asa didn't know he was in it. When he was about to go,
I didn't know, like, from the trailers, I actually didn't know Zaz was going to be in the movie either.
I only knew because I looked up the cast list and he was listed.
Yeah, I saw one trailer. I didn't see Zaz in that. Like, I actually, because I was not excited about this movie at all. Like, I talked about it before. I fully expected to hate this movie. I went in to see it for the $6 price just so I could have, you know, a review for Monday.
Watch Joker. I don't understand.
Oh, because Joker, there was too much other stuff in theaters at the time.
Oh, okay.
Harley Quinn, like, Birds
ain't
of Prey
out right
not,
now.
Yeah, you didn't have that problem.
Yeah. Brahms the Boy isn't out yet.
Like, I kind of want to see
creepy.
Bad Boys.
Oh, Bad Boys for Life?
I heard that was actually really good. But anyway, yeah, so Joker, there was a lot of stuff out when Joker came out, and I made decisions to see other movies instead. Anyway.
Zazz.
Yeah, no, I'd only watched one trailer for the movie because I was like, eh, whatever, I'm not going to, I will probably see this movie, but I'm not going to look for trailers for it because I don't give a shit. And so, yeah, I had actually forgotten Black Mask was in it. Like, I had forgotten that was the main bad guy.
I forgot that Ewan McGregor was in it, and for, like, the first 20 minutes of the film, I wasn't 100% sure if it was him.
Because he was so sleazy.
Yeah, I know. I saw him, and I was like, is that
Obi-Wan?
Ewan McGregor? And, like, because I wasn't sure, because I was in a similar boat to Lindsay, but I was like, I think that's Ewan McGregor.
Yeah.
And then I was like, that's definitely Ewan McGregor. All right.
I thought to myself when I saw him, I was like, I hope he sticks around for some sequels.
Oh, no.
Oh, I'll tell you the sad story here in a second.
Bad news.
I'll tell you a sad story. But Zazz, yeah, I thought Zazz was cool. It was the best as they could do for him. Because, I mean, he's a very low-level Batman villain kind of. Yeah.
I had C-list, no clue who he was.
He's just a serial killer.
C-list bad villain. Like, yeah. They went over everything about Zazz's character in the movie. Every time he kills somebody, he
likes knives and cuts himself.
Yeah.
So Asa, when he came in here and said, I'm going to go see the movie tomorrow, he literally said, I hope they don't kill Black Mask off in the end like they do with everybody. Like, I hope he sticks around. And I was like, I knew I couldn't react in any way because it would be a tell. He would know.
Yeah.
But in my head, I'm like, because he really made a big deal about it. And I was like, oh,
well,
shit.
He's
going
to
hate this movie.
He also followed it with, because I want to see him and Zazz.
Yeah.
Do things. And then you went.
Yeah, because he's like, I have an idea where it would be Black Mask and Zazz. And I was like, oh, well, Zazz is in the movie. And he didn't know.
He was like, I didn't know.
Don't tell me.
And then you just kept trying to speak, and I was like,
don't tell me.
Just stop.
But yeah, Ewan McGregor was fantastic.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He is my favorite. He's probably my favorite. Well, hell, he may be my favorite comic book villain.
Black Mask?
Yeah. Well, no, just Ewan McGregor's portrayal.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yeah.
Because, like, he's everything Joker should be. He was fun. He was psychotic.
I was actually watching it, like,
he was such a good narcissist.
I couldn't help but think, like, man, I really want to see Ewan McGregor as Joker now.
Yeah, he would.
But we can't.
No, well, maybe. Unless Joaquin Phoenix comes back, because he was also a great Joker, but not like comic Joker. No. He was his own Joker.
Yeah.
There's only been one.
He took Joker and made something different of it.
There's only been one good comic Joker. That was Jack Nicholson.
That was pretty great.
Comic Joker.
Because, even like the Heath Ledger's Joker was not like.
He was his own thing.
Yeah.
Very much so.
There was no comic book that was even a little bit similar to that Joker.
Right. But Ewan McGregor was so fantastic. When he was talking about the shrunken heads,
yes.
That was my favorite part.
Like, no, they're just ornaments.
Now they're going to mess my living room.
Yeah, no, he played like the crazy narcissistic. Like, he was perfect Black Mask.
Yeah.
Like, it was so good.
And I don't know shit about Black Mask.
I don't either, but
I know he's arrogant and he wears a black mask. That's it.
Yeah, I mean, like, the Birds of Prey movie nailed it. Like, there is some other portrayals. Sometimes he's more angry than he is insane, but.
Oh, he was angry?
He was definitely angry.
He got mad.
He got real mad.
I love that part where they lose the diamond and all that, and he's in the club, and the girl's laughing, and he goes, is she laughing at me? And Zazz just goes, yeah, I think she is.
Yeah, Zazz is just like, yes, she is.
What a fucking asshole.
And Canary's like, no, she's just enjoying a drink. What?
It was just that low-key, I think she is.
Yeah.
What a fucking asshole.
Yep. Well, yeah, Zazz just wanted to cut her up. Like, that's all it was.
He just wanted daddy's approval. He was so dependent on him. The action was great. Like, it's some of my favorite action scenes I've ever seen in a comic book movie.
Yes.
Harley Quinn, legit, like, okay, again, when she's fighting a monster and she's hitting them with a bat, stupid. When she's
a regular person.
When she's flipping around hitting people with bats, fun.
Yeah,
and she have time to do a shoe chain.
Yeah. Yes.
I like will say joke. This version of Harley, as the film went on, I like her more. Like,
I liked her in the beginning because, like, she was so insane. She's when she's drunk and she's
I
like
love I have the best ideas when I'm drunk.
I like the Black Canary line of like, no wonder no one likes you.
Yeah. Yes.
It's like, oh yeah, you're the singer that no one listens to.
It's like, oh,
you're the bitch that no one likes.
See, we had an argument about this because I heard
you're the only one that heard that.
I heard you're the bitch that ruined my life.
No, she said nobody likes.
Yeah, definitely.
Because there was another
likes.
Part where she said, this is why no one likes you. So like, I need to watch it again. Right. I guess I misheard it. I'm not going to watch it again. But
when it comes out on the home,
it'll be the first
version.
DCEU movie I've purchased on Blu-ray in a while.
Blu-ray?
Yeah.
Get that shit out of here.
4K discs are still Blu-ray, homie.
Oh. Bob used to buy the Blu-ray movies, and I would say, why don't you get the 4K movies? You have an Xbox One X. And he was, no, he was, before he had the 1X. And he's like, well, I just want to get the Blu-ray ones. I'm like, you know the 4K versions come with Blu-rays, right? Like, it has both.
It's $5 more.
It's only $5 more. And I'm like, whenever you get a 4K player, you're going to wish you had. And then he started buying them, and he was like, you were right. I'm like, I know.
Yeah, I mean, I normally buy the 4K version unless there's a steelbook for it, and the steelbook happens to not include the 4K.
See, I have the steelbook version of Justice League, and it is a gorgeous steelbook. I think that's the only DC movie we have, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've lost track of what you buy. Because we stopped
buying. We don't buy movies much anymore. Because with all the streaming services now, you don't need to.
It's true.
You can't even get 4K Star Wars on disc.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Which is the original movies, which is ridiculous.
I thought they were talking about remake. Like, I mean, Disney they have Plus
to.
Has them,
yeah, Disney Plus, they have to at this point.
So, I mean, they have them, but either way.
Anyway,
Black Mask was great. Like, the movie was good. He really blew it up real good. Yeah, the fight scenes. That's what we were talking about. Like, I was talking about it on Nerd Up. Like, that's some of my favorite, like, fight scenes in, like, all of comic book movies, like, happened in this. All of the fight scenes were so good.
They were. Because they were hard hitting, really brutal.
God, dude, the first time Harley Quinn like jumps on the driver's legs, like after he was being,
no,
I saw it and I was like,
I'm pretty sure I turned my head.
And then does she like sit in his lap and just make fun
of
him?
Yeah, like, yeah.
I have a doctorate, bitch.
Oh yeah, her analyzing people. Yeah.
I really like that they put a lot of focus on the fact that she does have.
I did like her like cutting off Black Mask as he was starting to monologue. Yes.
And just like analyzing.
This is where
him.
He's gonna explain his entire plot to me and really, talk it just down like to it. Me.
Yeah, they did a pretty good job of Harlequin in this. They makes did. Me really want to see her and Joaquin Phoenix together now. As Joker and Harley.
Yeah, I do kind of wish that they hadn't like gotten the direct connection with Suicide Squad and like they just got rid of all the tattoos and stuff, like made her like more classic Harley.
Oh yeah, I hated the tattoo that says rotten on her face. Like that was pretty stupid.
I mean, it was in Suicide Squad as well.
Yeah. I was really hoping at some point they would have her like wash it off or rub it off. And she's like, "What do you think? I'm stupid enough to tattoo my face?"
Did I just not notice that?
Yeah, she has rotten tattooed right here. And she has like the heart.
The heart I noticed. I didn't notice the other part like at all.
Yeah, they
and
had
then
to carry that
she
part.
Had,
maybe
she
I have my own filter still for Harley. I'm just like, nope.
tattooing her leg at the beginning of the movie.
That I
the
I'm
diamonds
sure, yeah.
or whatever.
No, to change it to pudding cups instead of pudding.
I really liked when she was armoring everybody up and they pull out the Daddy's Little Monster shirt. She's like, no, not that one. Sentimental value. There were enough little hints to Suicide Squad that I actually, after the movie, I was like, maybe I should watch it again and give it another try.
Nope.
But I know I'm going to be disappointed by everything other than Will Smith, Jai Courtney, and Margot Robbie.
Yeah. Which, granted, a significant portion of the movie. I think had they just made a live-action version of the Assault on Arkham animated movie, would have been way better. Holy shit, that movie was good.
How much do you think the movie would have been better if they had cut out Joker? Would that have changed it?
No. Like, because we still would have had the fucking dumbass Enchantress battle at the end of it.
Oh, and the putties.
Yeah. Like, all of that still would have happened.
That was
the Joker was the Joker was, so the, an, was a down point of that movie, but it was not the worst part about that movie.
He also wasn't in it a lot.
No, there were people that were complaining they were wanting more Joker.
So they also wasted a chance with Enchantress? In Suicide Squad? Because I still haven't watched it.
Oh. Well, it's not really Enchantress. It's June Moon, whatever.
I mean, it is.
Is her name Enchantress? Like her villain name? I thought that was... Well, I guess there's a Marvel one too, isn't there? Are there two Enchantresses?
Yeah.
Because there's one with Loki and Thor.
Yes.
Am I thinking of the Because
I've been looking
character?
Through my Marvel book and there is an Enchantress
Yeah, no, there's
in
there's
yeah.
one
okay.
in both. Yeah.
And that's what I was thinking of.
And
my apologies.
There's three, because if you go back to the original She-Ra, there's an Enchantress.
That doesn't count because that's not DC or Marvel.
No, it's not, but it's just another character.
That's not a real character.
It's not real because it's not Marvel or DC.
So yeah, good movie. Go watch it. It was a lot of fun. Now Jesse just has to watch Terminator Dark Fate, which was also really good.
Oh, I did need to see that movie.
Really good. There was an honest trailer for it that was really good. They said they finally made a good Terminator movie, only now no one gives a shit. Wait, it was also female-led, wasn't it? Huh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, weird about that.
It's weird.
Weird about that.
It also came after Genesis and Salvation, to be fair.
Yeah.
Bad movies. Bad movies. I still liked Genesis, not Salvation. But yeah, you should see Dark Fate. It's a lot of fun.
I do want to see it. Do you own it?
I will.
No. Well, fair enough.
I will soon, now that I got my tax money.
Oh, there you go. No, because I almost bought it. Target was doing like buy two, get one on movies. But they were all still like expensive ass movies.
Yeah, they're so. The motherfuckers of the week. because they had a buy two get one free going on movies, games, and all that. The problem is like they've shifted their they have such little content right now, like because of the redesign, it's terrible.
Yeah, they have a lot of shit just moved around, packed up, and whatnot. But yeah, all the movies were just fucking still like $30. I'm like, I'll find this cheaper later.
You might as well just go over to fucking Barnes & Noble and get it for
$40. God damn.
Yeah.
I don't understand how that media section still exists.
Because the Pops. You ever notice there's no one in the media section? Ever.
Yeah, I mean, it existed before Pops were a thing.
Because
that's just
it used
their pop
to be,
overflow section.
Yeah, a lot bigger than it is. And they just, like, slowly, as I guess they get rid of things, they fill it with more like Pops.
Yeah, because no one's buying those movies.
Oh.
Before, I actually feel bad because we were at Barnes & Noble once and we went over to the movie section and they had the Godzilla set, the Showa era one. And it was, I forget all the years, but there's like 15 movies on it. And they had it for like $250 or something. And I looked at Allie, I was like, Jesus Christ, don't ever buy me that. She had already bought it for me for Christmas, but not from there.
I got it off Amazon.
Where it was
for,
a lot cheaper.
Yeah.
But like, I made such a big deal about it. Like, oh, don't ever buy that. It just felt bad.
I remember back in like the GameStop days, the only time we would ever buy anything from that fucking section was when it was buy two, get one free. And we would buy seasons of TV shows because this was before Netflix, you know, had entire seasons of television shows
you had to buy
stream.
Them.
Yeah, you had to buy them. And like back then, seasons of TV were expensive.
Yeah. They still are if it's anime.
Oh, that's really true.
You can get 8 episodes of Sailor Moon for $60. And that's part one of the season.
No,
it's
yeah.
cheaper on Amazon. I was looking at it.
Everything is.
Fucking, like Asa has been talking about doing this Dragon Ball Z thing. To get Dragon Ball Z Kai, it's fucking $30 a season. And there's no, like, complete
I'm
set.
I'm pretty sure you can just subscribe to Funimation. It's
nope,
not there anymore.
Kai. No, they never put Kai on there.
Really?
Yeah, they just have regular DBZ.
Huh.
Which one's Kai again?
It's
Kai,
the one where they cut out all the filler.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the remake to go closer to the manga, but it's not so much a remake as it is, like, an edit down.
Yeah.
They reshot some stuff, and it's a remastering, but...
It's still the original show.
Yes.
Yeah, Dragon Pod Z.
Yep.
Yeah. With
I loved your guys' discussion of him not knowing Garlic Jr.
With Garlic
Jr.
and the Spice Boys.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it's funny shit.
The worst things are. Imagine Shannon as a kid, and he's arguing with his friends about Sailor Moon and DBZ, because he really loves Sailor Moon, and they love DBZ, and they make fun of him for it, because it's girly and it's stupid. And then Shannon sees the commercial where it's like, when Goku fights Garlic Jr. and the Spice Boys. And I'm like, I'm pointing at it cartoon style. The Spice Boys.
Would you rather deal with the Doom Tree or the Tree of Might?
Would you rather deal with the, what do they call the four heavenly guardians of Heaven's Gate
or
the
Spice
Boys?
There are other teams in Dragon Ball Z.
Well, no, their Japanese names are so cool.
Uh-huh.
And their American name is so stupid.
American names.
Sailor Moon got the same treatment. We had the Witches Five, and what were they called? The Death Busters?
Yeah.
The Death Busters.
No, that's the good one.
No, the Death Busters and the Bureau of Bad Behavior.
That's what they were in America.
Oh, that's gross.
The Bureau of Bad Behavior.
Yeah.
They were no longer the Witches Five. They were the Bureau of Bad Behavior. The Dark Kingdom became the Negaverse.
Yeah.
I mean, they did that a lot in like the 90s, especially with the stuff they were advertising to the younger crowd. They would just completely change the names.
Yeah.
Like all the original Digimon, like the Digidestin, all their names were completely different than what they are, very different anyway than what they were in Japan.
They turned two lesbians into cousins, which made for awkward
scenes.
And
that's why we never got Sailor Stars, because they transform into women.
They were just straight up transgender. And what I mean by that is that they transform genders at
like
will.
Literally their transformation sequence, like split screens.
They turn from boys to girls. Yeah.
Even though in the manga, they're girls to begin with, just cross-dressing as guys.
So imagine the American censor and the guy that's taking care of all the anime back in like the, you know, mid-late 90s or mid-2000s. And they're like, okay, well, we couldn't air this season because it had the two, the lesbian couple. We turned them into cousins. What do you want to do about this one? These are guys that turn into girls. And he's sweating at that point in that Key and Peele moment. Just don't air it. Just don't air it.
Nah, just never mind about that.
All right, we got to get out of here. We're going to wrap it up there. Go see Birds of Prey. It's a lot of fun. And in case you didn't catch our episode on Tuesday, if you are a fan of The Shining, really recommend Dr. Sleep. It's also a fantastic movie. Make it a Ewan McGregor day. Watch Dr. Sleep. Watch Birds of Prey. Rent the Star Wars movies. Train Spotting.
Christopher Robin.
Christopher Robin.
Yay! You and Big Fish.
Ewan McGregor is just a treasure.
He really is.
Just a treasure. Oh, man.
Not ours, but.
Well, he is now.
Well, that's true. I'll take it now.
We traded. We traded him for, who's an American actor we don't want? We'll give it to him. John Travolta.
Done.
He's up for a Razzie.
For The Fanatic.
I think.
Which I think, I didn't know this. Let me verify before we get out of here one thing. So he's got a movie called The Fanatic, and I thought people were like really saying it was good, but it turns out they were just being facetious, and they were making fun of it. And then I found out, let me verify this, because I think I'm crazy. It was written by Fred Durst from Limp Bizkit, wrote this movie. He also directed it. So if you want to see the Fred Durst directed and written The Fanatic starring John Travolta, Moose is a rabid movie fan who's obsessed with his favorite celebrity action hero, Hunter Dunbar. When cheated out of his opportunity to meet Hunter, Moose gets help from a photographer who knows how to find celebrity homes.
Is Travolta the celebrity, the photographer, or like...
When Moose's actions begin to take a darker turn, Dunbar soon finds himself at the mercy of his increasingly dangerous stalker. He's the stalker.
Does Moose have squirrel?
No, but was it Dirty Dog has a beaver? He's a slave.
Oh my god!
All right.
Yep.
That's gonna do it for us. See you guys on Monday for Nerd Up. Until then, go see Birds of Prey. Later. Yeah.